is Erica B. from San Diego.
Hi, my name's Erica, and I'm an alcoholic. And before I forget, my sobriety date's August 20th, 2006. My home group is Claremont Women's Step Study. I have a sponsor, and I sponsor. And when I came in here, I didn't know what any of that meant, including what it meant to say you were an alcoholic. When I came in here, I was 29. Every day I woke up, I was so dismayed that I'd woken up. I was sick of just waking up, having to find a way to keep myself drunk enough or otherwise anesthetized enough to just not have to feel. It was work, it was boring, it was horrible, it had become never endless. I wasn't afraid I was going to die. I wasn't actively suicidal, but that didn't make me afraid. I was afraid I was going to keep living. That just terrified me. I really thought I was going to be dead before I was 30, and I was going to be 30 soon, and that wasn't happening. And that's not the way it started. You know, if you saw me growing up, I grew up in like a pretty quote-unquote normal household. From the outside, everything looked fine. Neither of my parents were actively alcoholic. You saw me, everything would look okay. But from a young age, like on the playground, I knew something was different. Like, I knew that you knew something that I didn't know. And I didn't know what it was, but I knew that you knew that I didn't know it. And I knew that because everybody just kind of knew what to do, and I was always a little awkward and always a little uncomfortable. And that just progressed, and it got worse in junior high, and it got worse in high school. And like you said, I said, like, no one would know. But by the time I was 18, when I took my first drink, I was walking around. I was a ball of angst. I was a ball of anger. I was a ball of discomfort. And I didn't think anything would ever change that. And then I took my first drink, and it was a miracle, and it was a solution. And for the first time in my life, I could breathe. Like, I could really breathe. And I had never had that experience before. You know, that night, I blacked out, passed out. I did inappropriate things. That continued the rest of my drinking career. But before that, I could breathe. I could have this sense where I could just say, screw it, to everything. And that was something I'd longed for my whole life. And that didn't mean I turned into an alcoholic overnight. I didn't start, like, drinking every day then, but I knew that was there for me, and, you know, I managed to go to college, managed to go to grad school, I managed to hold off and control my drinking for a long time, but somewhere along the way, I crossed over some invisible line where I couldn't do that anymore, so that by the time I came in here, I hadn't had a job. I'd had a couple of jobs over the course of my life, short jobs. I was incapable of being employed. I was incapable of, you know, almost anything. I didn't know how to take a shower. I didn't know how to wash my hair. I mean, I did, but these weren't things I did on a regular basis. I was getting by living, like, with a series of guys, like, lowering and lowering and lowering and lowering and lowering my standards, and I couldn't do it fast enough. But even with all that, when I came in here, I had no idea I was an alcoholic because I didn't know what that meant. I thought to be an alcoholic, I couldn't be an alcoholic because I wasn't an old guy who was at the liquor store at 6 a.m. getting their 40 to go drink it on the sidewalk. And I didn't think I could be an alcoholic because alcohol wasn't always my go-to. In fact, when I came in here, like, I didn't think I liked alcohol. I loved alcohol, I now know. But every time I drank, really bad things happened. I did not know how to control myself. I lost friends. I lost people. I had problems. And I controlled my drinking using other things. But I didn't know that meant I could be an alcoholic. But most of all, I didn't think I could be an alcoholic because I tried to quit drinking. And every time I tried to quit drinking, something happened. And all this stuff started happening inside. And all those feelings came back from, like, when I was younger, only multiplied hundredfold. And I didn't know what that was, but it just started to happen. And what I know, though, those were actually feelings that I'd managed to put off. But I didn't know how to deal with them. So I knew I was crazy. And I knew there was an answer. And alcohol was the answer to my crazy. But that was it. So I didn't think I could be an alcoholic because the alcoholics, they stopped drinking and suddenly they were happy. And that's not what happened with me. And thankfully, when I got here, I was desperate enough. I didn't come in here like through a court card or anything. I came in here because a guy told me I needed to get help and I needed to please that guy. But I got a sponsor who told me what alcoholism was. She took the time to say, well, first shots, she took the time to say, if you drink, are you going to use? Then maybe you can't drink for me to sponsor you. So I did that enough that I could learn what alcoholism was. I learned about the physical, the spiritual, the mental, and the spiritual nature of alcoholism. I learned why, for me, every time I drank till I blacked out or passed out. I could never stop drinking when I said I was going to stop drinking three drinks, because when I drank, my body craved more. I learned about the mental. I learned that when I, you know, I totally screwed something up, and I wasn't going to drink for at least another week. And something came in my head and said it wasn't that bad. Something came in my head saying they're the horrible ones. Something came in my head, and I had to drink before that week was over, because suddenly it wasn't a big deal anymore, and everything happened, and I was sober when I took that drink. And I learned about that feeling that made me, just that horrible feeling was a spiritual deadness, a spiritual emptiness. And I learned that, okay, I've got those things. I'm an alcoholic. Okay, I'm screwed. No, because there is an answer. There is an answer for my alcoholism, and the answer was a spiritual solution, and that terrified me. Because, okay, I now know what's wrong with me. I'm not crazy. I'm an alcoholic. But you want me to believe in some God, and I'm far too smart for that. And I'll be polite and everything, but no. But I didn't know where else to go. I didn't know what else to do. So I followed my sponsor. I started to pray to a God I didn't believe in. I did it like in secret, hiding in a room with the doors locked in case someone would possibly see me. I had done a lot of completely inappropriate things in public, but I didn't want anyone to see me pray. But I did it, and I kept doing it, and it was awkward and uncomfortable for a long, long time. And I said, okay, I don't know what the higher power is. I'm not going to believe in your God with a capital G. I'm going to have whatever. But it's not me, and that's enough. And that was enough to get me starting writing, and that was enough to get me to do a fourth step, which is where I, for the first time in life, because I'd been someone to someone, and someone to someone else, and someone to someone else, I had no idea who I was. And for the first time in my life, I had me all in front of me. I saw myself. And it wasn't necessarily pretty, but I was there, and I was starting to come back. And my sponsor saw me, and God saw me. And, you know, my sponsor helped point out, you know, these are your patterns. These are the things that are holding you from God. These are the things that are keeping you back. These are your defects. And I didn't know what that was, but I started doing things that gave me self-esteem. And I started doing little things like calling someone back when I'd call them back, or take a shower when I said I'd take a shower, show up at a meeting when I said I'd show up. And that gave me enough to keep going on. And that gave me the ability to start little by little looking up at people. And I made to make amends to people. And for the first time in my life, when I said I'm sorry, it didn't mean don't hate me. Because before, I'm sorry meant I'm sorry I bumped into your target, or I'm sorry I slept with your significant other. But now I meant I harmed you. How can I make that right? And after that point, I could start looking at people more and more. And I had to keep developing a relationship with this God that I didn't, you know, at first like. I still didn't know who it was, but I kept doing that, and I do that to today. And it didn't always go in a straight line like that. And today I need to keep looking at myself, because all that stuff, that spiritual gunk, will come back if I don't deal with it. But today I know how to deal with it, because I worked the steps. And that's amazing that there's a solution to my problem. And if you're new and you don't know what that is, you know, get a sponsor who will teach you what alcoholism is, so you can sit, you know, figure out if you're an alcoholic. You know, I thought people just sat in meetings and magically got happy, and that was why I thought it could never work for me. But that's not what AA is. That's part of what AA is. You know, AA is unity. It's meetings. It's other things. But it's recovery. That's working the steps out of the book, and it's service. And that's at first just showing up when you're going to show up and picking up chairs. And that for me was huge. And then later it became sponsoring people. Later it became H&I. But through all that, by doing this, by what Alcoholics Anonymous was given to me, I can like be up here today and look at you. And I can look at myself in the mirror, and I can be a responsible employee. I can be a loving, like, loving, completely devoted wife. I can be have all these things that I thought I needed to make me happy, that I don't need to make me happy, but they're things that I can do that make me feel good about myself today because of what you have given me, what Alcoholics Anonymous has given me. So if you're new, you know, talk to someone. Figure out what they've done, what it is, what alcoholism is, what the program is, because Alcoholics Anonymous has given me a light life today, and I'm so grateful for it.
applause.